Well, ordinarily on the day after the budget, a meeting of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party would be expected to focus on the implications of those tax and spending decisions. Tonight's gathering, though, will be different. The party's TDs and senators will instead be seeking answers on its calamitous presidential election campaign. Since Jim Gavin's withdrawal, Micheál Martin has been at the centre of a maelstrom of criticism. This morning, Niall Donald, who's the deputy editor of the Sunday World, confirmed that he was the former tenant to whom Mr. Gavin owed €3,300. On the Crime World podcast, he told presenter Nicola Tallant that the issue was well known in journalism circles.
Over the years in the newsroom, newsroom now we share with, obviously with the Indo and other papers like the Sunday Indo, I would have always, everybody who worked with me probably knew my history with Jim Gavin. In that every time Dublin won an All-Ireland or whatever, people would say, oh, there's your mate Jim Gavin.
Mr. Donald also said he contacted Fianna Fáil about the issue before the weekend's Week in Politics debate.
So I rang up Fianna Fáil, but I'm not ringing up as Niall Donald from Crime World or the Sunday World and just saying it's not fair. And obviously then they went back to Jim Gavin at some point and said there is records.
Right.
Because I do have some records, not all, not everything, but and I could probably dig out more, to be honest. But they went back to him and he at least partially accepted it. And then I was amazed to see him go on Sunday morning on the debate. You know, we just thought I can't understand why they didn't make the decision at that point one way or another.
And he told Nicola Tallant that he sympathised with Mr. Gavin's financial situation, which he hadn't known about at the time.
I didn't, of course, know any of the context in which this happened to that man, in which he decided not to pay that money at that time. I mean, if I'd ever been told by him back then, look, I'm in total financial difficulty, I'll pay you back when I can, I would have said no problem.
Yeah.
I would have said no problem. I would have said, pay me back over time or pay me back whatever amount of it. There's no difficulty. Mm. And if Fianna Fáil or anybody had come to me a couple of weeks ago and said, I would have said, look, that's the way it goes in life. I totally understand.
Mm.
So I kind of, if you could ask me, do I feel guilty? Well, I don't really because it's the truth, but I do kind of think it could have been a better outcome.
And that was Niall Donald speaking on the Crime World podcast. Well, a few minutes ago, our colleague Barry Lenehan received a statement from Jim Gavin's legal representative. It says, and this is the statement in full, it says, we have reached out to Mr. Donald and explained to him that we have been instructed to make the payment of €3,300 to him, subject to clarifying two issues. We await hearing back from Mr. Donald, and once those two issues are clarified, we can then proceed to close out on the matter. And the second line says, from Mr. Gavin's initial consideration of the podcast, it's clear there are inaccuracies. That, as I said, issued within the past couple of minutes. So let's pick up on all of this now with our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, some interesting comments and details from Niall Donald, the man who up until now was known as the tenant. And then hot on the heels of that podcast being released, we have the statement from Jim Gavin's solicitor.
Yeah, I think Niall Donald came across as a very smart person. He was able to give an awful lot of detail about what had taken place. And he also came across as a very reasonable and considerate person, as you heard in that clip saying, if I'd known that there had been a difficulty financially, then I would have tried to work out something. That wouldn't have been a problem. It doesn't give us too much insight in relation to the Fianna Fáil side of the story. When did they know? What did they know? And what engagement did they have with Jim Gavin? It's just in relation to Niall Donald's encounter with Mr. Gavin itself. But it sort of just once again confirmed what Fionn An Sheehan and of the Irish Independent had been reporting about the level of engagement he had trying to contact Mr. Gavin and secure his money back in the day. And then when it comes to the legal statements you just read out, Rachel, And we don't know what those inaccuracies are that Mr. Gavin contends were in the podcast. So we're a little bit in the dark on that too.
Mm-hmm. As you say there, politically speaking, one of the issues at the core of this is whether or not we're any clearer about who in Fianna Fáil knew what and when.
Yeah, we do know some stuff, and that the Irish Independent wrote to the Fianna Fáil party in September saying that there was an issue in relation to a tenant. A statement came back to say that they had checked it and there wasn't an issue. And that's the first issue, just exactly what happened with regard to that exchange. And then just in the lead up to the resignation or pulling out from the presidential election campaign by Jim Gavin, we know that more questions went in on a Friday. By Saturday and Sunday, there's just that little bit of a grey area, exactly who knew what and when. Maybe that's going to be coming out later on tonight when the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meets, but there is still some grey there. I think in political terms, though, broadly speaking, the fact is that Jim Gavin is out of the presidential race, and to a certain extent, those questions in relation to Mr. Donald or what Mr. Gavin did or didn't do, they begin to fade because the race is over for Fianna Fáil. It's done and dusted.
What are you hearing about plans for tonight's Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting?
The main plan, I think, is that it's going to be a long meeting, that any of the TDs, senators or MEPs who want to speak are going to be given that time. And Brendan Smith is the chair of the Parliamentary Party, the Cavan Monaghan TD, and one would expect that he's just going to let people have their speak. We know that Micheál Martin is going to go in and saying he's taking full responsibility for what took place, but what follows on from taking full responsibility, we don't know. There is indications that there's going to be acceptance from the party leadership that there needs to be a review of processes. And if, you know, when it comes to candidate selection, if changes need to be made, then that'll be true. I think one point of difference is going to be is that when there was public expenditure minister, or whether it was the Taoiseach, both of them were indicating that effectively Jim Gavin hadn't told them the truth. And for some in the parliamentary party, this is viewed as effectively throwing Jim Gavin under the bus and not focusing enough on what Fianna Fáil headquarters did or didn't do vis-a-vis either vetting him in the first place, preparing him, and then when it came to the crunch last weekend, what happened there. So I think that's probably where the pinch point is.
Moving on to the budget, we heard a few moments ago from some of what was said in the Dáil chamber this afternoon. Can you give us a flavour of what's being said around Leinster House?
Well, I think what we felt yesterday when we were on the News at One talking together just at the end of the budget programme has come to pass, that for opposition parties, Budget 2023 was a missed opportunity in which the focus of financial attention was given to business and it wasn't given to middle-income earners. And that has continued to flow through both in the Dáil from those clips that you played, but also around Leinster House. Government TDs feel that it's going to be something of a hard sell, but to a certain extent they feel that, you know, it's the first budget of five and they will be able to give more in the second and third budgets. But like in the short term, it's going to be tough. From an opposition point of view, they feel there's a political opportunity there to say the government is favouring the big guys over the little people, and that's a message they're going to continue to hammer on. But when it comes to the numbers, and when it came to any of the VAT changes, the government had the numbers and was able to vote them through last night and will continue to do so today.
Paul, thank you. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent.